Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Friday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. The show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. It's Friday. It's the weekend. That means we have football tomorrow in college. We got college basketball season underway. We got the NBA going on. We got the NHL going on. The World Series just ended. It's a great time to be a sports fan. And we've discussed a lot over the past several hours. I get started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker. Be smart. Ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. We talked about the fact that Jaden Daniels, well, he doesn't need surgery. That's great. We just heard from Draymond Green. Apologize for calling Dak Prescott a bum. Great. We talked about the Denver Broncos win over the Raiders yesterday. Even had Brandon Cristal come through and join us. He covers all things Broncos to talk about whether or not the Broncos are really contenders or whether they're pretenders. They got an 8-2 record, a 7-game winning streak, but so many of their games are just, oh, so close. Got the 49ers and Rams going after it, an NFC West matchup. Talked about the Chargers. Chargers are going to host the Steelers on Sunday Night Football. We talked about the game in Berlin between the Falcons and the Colts. There's so much going on, and we got more to come. At the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. Today, and it's been this way all day, it is November 7th, 2025. Now, we got more to get into. You know, Draymond Green wants Dak to, well, he doesn't think he's going to win, but he'd welcome him with open arms to the Steelers. We've had a couple of people that have been given the boot. Well, Mark Sanchez got the boot from his broadcasting job. And then we got another guy. How the heck is Luke Fickell still having a job? I don't know. It's some of these things that you just can't make up. Anyway. If you want to call me, I know it's Friday. If you haven't spoken to anybody all day, you can talk to me. You can listen to me. Here's a phone number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I exist on the internet. I am at JR Sport Brief, at JR Sport Brief, all over the place on social media. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. You know, we talked about a lot. Let's go around the world on some of the larger stories. This is good news if you're a Commanders fan, I guess. I mean, they got a record of 3-6 right now. I know this season's going nowhere. You got a quarterback whose arm bent the wrong way against the Seahawks earlier this week. But despite all of that, apparently Jaden Daniels is not going to need surgery on that busted up elbow. Listen to what Dan Quinn had to say about Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I thought it was a good process to go through, like all the players do, get, you know, second opinions and getting all the information, you know, of what to do and how to do it. So I thought the guys nailed that. Dr. Nunziata ran point on that, but, you know, consulting all the people, and Jaden was involved with that as well. So it's a good deal with no surgery. Obviously, that makes a big difference when you have an injury, not to have to go down that road. I hope to give you guys an update after the bye week about where he is and, you know, where we go from there. But after that, I'll give you an update on where it's at, and we'll give us a couple weeks to get to that space.
Oh, how sweet of him. Yeah, Dan Quinn sounds like a sweet football coach. What a nice guy, right? Well, he doesn't have to worry about his quarterback getting cut open. It's pretty much his fault that he was out there to still be annihilated. Moving forward, if we take a look at the NFC West, we have the 49ers, who they still got Mac Jones out there. Brock Purdy's still dealing with that turf toe, getting ready to take on the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford leads the NFL with 21 touchdown passes. And so there's a lot of questions about Brock Purdy. When is he coming back? Is he close to coming back? And I told you that Dan Quinn sounds like the warm, kind coach. Well, Kyle Shanahan, he's the complete opposite. Hey, Kyle, is Brock Purdy close to coming back?
Yeah, it'll be Mac again starting. I haven't decided whether to make him active or not, but he's further along this week than last week.
No, just, okay, all right. Mac Jones is going to be starting again, okay. Tell me how you really feel. Now, God bless the 49ers. They got a record of 6-3. I don't know how they're doing this. All the injuries. Surprised Christian McCaffrey's body is not on, football life support right now with all the injuries that they've had to deal with. And Mac Jones is running around with that big old brace on his leg. So looking forward to seeing the Rams and the 49ers get after it this weekend as well. And then, of course, we talked about this, the Sunday morning matchup, 9:30 Eastern, 6:30 Pacific. It's going to take place in Berlin, Germany, between the Indianapolis Colts and the bipolar Atlanta Falcons. Okay, this is going to be very interesting. Raheem Morris, the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons, a lot of Falcons fans want to get him the hell up on out of Atlanta. They want him. Well, they want him out of here. They may want to leave him in Germany. He's happy to be there. Let's put it that way.
You know, it's just an honor to be able to come out here and play. I think it's the first time in, you know, 10 years since the NFL has been able to come back over to Germany and actually be a part of it. But the history that's here and with Jesse Owens and everything that went on and all the great stuff that's happened within that stadium and playing in an Olympic-like stadium. And it's just an honor for all of us and our whole team. And we're honored to be able to go out there and play with these guys and be able to do some really good things for you guys and play well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, NFL going international. They're going to keep going international. We talked about it earlier in the show. Great idea. The NFL is already making $20 billion a year. I mean, the rest of the world is not going to fully embrace or incorporate, you know, American football into their appetite or into their diet with their already having traditional football or soccer. But being able to introduce flag football or utilize American football to introduce flag football, that is something that the NFL could definitely monetize all over the world if it can get picked up. And, you know, speaking of all over the world, how the hell did we get here? I just told you the World Series is done. There is another Japanese player coming to the United States of America. And no, it's not Shohei Ohtani's little brother. We don't got another guy coming over to hit and pitch. But this guy, what does he do? He just hits. And he just mashes. And you never know how players translate coming over to the big leagues. But Munetaka Murakami is the next big dude from Japan coming over to the United States. And big dude, yes, this guy is known as a prolific home run hitter. He actually has the most home runs in the Nippon Professional Baseball League. This man swatted 56 home runs in 2022. I want you to take a listen to this. This is CBS Sports HQ talking about the next guy that the Dodgers can just pretty much add to the damn roster.
Big news coming from the world of baseball. Japanese slugger Munetaka Murakami is posted today. That's per multiple reports. That will open up a 45-day window for major league clubs to negotiate with Murakami and his Japanese club. The 25-year-old corner infielder is considered one of the most significant bats to come over from Japan in recent years. In 2022, he set the NPB single-season record for Japanese-born players with 56 home runs, breaking the record set by the great Sadaharu Oh back in 1964.
He's 25 years old. The guy's coming to the United States of America in his prime. Come on, man. Bacha, have you seen him play like in a World Baseball Classic or anything at all?
I think I watched him a little bit. The best comparison I would say is prime Miguel Sano. So high chance to hit 30, 40 bombs, but he does strike out a lot. And his contact rate is the only issue that's holding him back. But it's hard to translate it.
Well, it sounds like a lot of Major League Baseball players anyway. These guys out here just swinging and missing at the world. Is he going to come to America and hit 50 bombs? I doubt it. You probably put him in that 25 to, you know, like you said, 30 range. I remember when Hideki Matsui came over, he was a prolific home run hitter. And for the New York Yankees, I think in the season, maybe he maxed out at, what, like 25? I looked at him as like a 20, 25 home run hitter if he got there. Good. I don't know. Maybe he'll end up when he plays third base. He can play first base. He's 25 years old. I know it's a common joke to just go, oh, yeah, let's see if the Dodgers add him. Botcher, the Dodgers not. And they got Freddie Freeman and Muncy on the other side, right?
If they didn't just pick up Muncy's option, I would have said, yeah, he'd be a great option for the Dodgers. The thing is, I think teams will actually make real contract offers for him. It was easy for Roki Sasaki to come over just because it was international money and the Dodgers had the most cash.
Yeah, cheap.
It was just, yeah. Realistically speaking, the Dodgers, if they want to spend, they could get him.
Yeah, but where are you going to play him?
Exactly. You can't DH him, of course, because you have Ohtani.
It's Mr. Ohtani's, yeah.
And
Freddie Freeman is still there, you know.
Unless you want to rotate Max Muncy every now and then, there's no point in having him.
Yeah, he'll go, I don't know. He'll end up somewhere. I don't know. Maybe he's either going to stay on the West Coast, he's going to end up in Chicago, or I don't know. Outside of that, he just fill in the blanks. I don't know.
How about the big markets? New York, Chicago, or anywhere in California?
Oh, Seattle, right?
Yeah, West Coast, New York, or Chicago. That's the biggest.
There's no guarantee that Eugenio is going to stay in Seattle. So, you know, if they want to pick up, a bat and probably have it at the cheap. I mean, we know what Eugenio can go out there and do. And then we know that Japan is, that's why I say West Coast. Anywhere but the Angels, bruh, okay? Anywhere but the Angels and you'll be A-okay. Just don't go to the Angels. That'll be a pathetic start to your career. So just the Dodgers out here just finding new guys that they could potentially just steal. It's an ongoing joke. So at least he's coming to America to get a job. Good for him. That's what people do. They come to America to get work. Yeah, okay. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of work, there's a guy who just lost work. Yesterday we talked about Antonio Brown. Well, I mean, he walked off the field. He just quit his job a couple years ago. Yesterday, he was extradited back to the United States of America from Dubai to face attempted murder charges down in Miami following a celebrity boxing match. I don't know if a celebrity, I use that word loosely. But the fact of the matter is, we got another guy who has been in trouble. His name is Mark Sanchez. I can now say this. Mark Sanchez used to work for Fox. That is no longer the case after his incident in Indianapolis. Take a listen to this WTHR report about Mark Sanchez. The Jets didn't want him, and now Fox doesn't either.
And we have some news just in. Sports analyst Mark Sanchez is officially done at Fox Sports. We're getting this news. This is according to The Athletic. And all of this follows the late night Indianapolis stabbing that we've been reporting on. And this is the stabbing that police allege Sanchez was involved in that put a 69-year-old in the hospital. Now, currently, Mark Sanchez is facing charges of battery resulting in serious bodily injury, battery resulting in bodily injury, and unauthorized entry of a motor vehicle and public intoxication. Again, we have just learned that Mark Sanchez is out at Fox. We also know that he is being sued by the victim, the 69-year-old stabbing victim, as that investigation continues.
Ibacha, did you hear that? Don't do any of the stuff that Mark Sanchez did.
Don't be drunk and disorderly. And don't start fights. And don't get stabbed. And don't do that.
And don't stab old people either.
Yeah, don't do that.
Damn, man. If you would have told me that one day I would tell you a story or fill in two stories. One about how Antonio Brown is facing murder charges. And the next sentence that would be, you know, Mark Sanchez is also in legal trouble for beating up an old man, allegedly. I'd have to go, what? Am I in the Twilight Zone? I mean, in what world would I ever have Mark Sanchez and Antonio Brown in the same damn space? But here we are. It's 2025. And, you know, Bacha, last night we talked about the moon and how bright it was, how gigantic it was. It was red and all of this stuff. Here it is, a slightly less bright. I don't know what you call it. It's not a full moon, whatever it is. Like 1/8 of it is obstructed. You're smart, man. What the hell is that called?
Waxing crescent? Is that one of them?
What?
That's a phase of the moon. Waxing crescent, and then there's like a something something. I gotta Google it.
This is why you don't like to go outside, but you know the phases of the moon?
I didn't, like, fall asleep in class. Yeah, they taught you this in earth science, I think.
You think they taught me this in school?
Maybe. I don't know.
You are closer to being in school than I am. Look, you got a full moon, you got a half moon, you got a crescent moon.
It's a waning gibbous. It's actually
Come on, man.
What side of the moon is covered, the right or the left?
It's the right, the top right corner.
Top right corner, so it's a waning gibbous.
Okay. Is that named after a guy?
Probably. I'm assuming
gibbous?
So. Or waning, one of the two.
Some guy named Gibbous who looked out the clouds and looked at the sky late at night, and they named it after him. Okay. Well, he named it after himself. Good for him. All right, yeah. Well, this moon is out, so maybe that's why... We got all this wild stuff going on. Antonio Brown, Mark Sanchez losing his job. And then how the heck does Luke Fickell still have a job? Like, that part I cannot understand. Like, this guy, Wisconsin is 2-6. I guess they don't want to pay, you know, the buyout for him. I think it's about $25 to $30 million. Everybody's getting their buyout, but Luke Fickell is just basically going to keep his job. And I know a lot of people are ticked off in Wisconsin about the fact that he's being kept. The athletic director, Chris McIntosh, he spoke to the media, and he was basically explaining, like, what he's expecting moving forward. Listen to this loser's mentality.
The priority for me is to continue to grow the program in a way that puts us in a position to achieve those expectations. That comes in many forms. It's not limited to wins and losses. There are so many factors that contribute to that, and that's where my priority is. I think, just to reiterate, I am excited about where the program can go. There is a tremendous amount of work that needs to be done. It will not be easy. It will require all of us. This is why I'm so grateful for the support that Chancellor Mnuchin has given us. The level of alignment that we have right now is at a level that I've not experienced here in my time at Wisconsin. It will require our fans and our supporters and our donors to be part of it, but it's for those reasons that I'm optimistic about our chances.
Oh, my goodness. What is we're basically going to throw money at the problem, and then money is just going to fix the issue? I don't know about that, man. I know the fans are not happy about that one. They're not going to be happy either, because tomorrow they got to take on Washington. Washington is going to wax the floor with Wisconsin. This is going to be ugly. This is going to be an ugly end. This is one of those divorces that you should probably get to sooner rather than later, because it's not going to get better. Not going to get better. It's still going to have to pay the guy. That's probably why they don't want to do it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Here's a phone number if you want to holler at me before we get to the weekend, before we roll out. You can call me, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of things that need to change, Jaylen Brown is getting destroyed once again for his hair choices. I will explain. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And speaking of college athletics, man, we got a couple of NCAA players. They've been banned for life from college athletics. I'll tell you why. Please believe, if you don't know already, it has to do with the money. We'll learn some more about it on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Well, thanks. I appreciate that. I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Of course, next break, final segment, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. I told you we got a couple of NCAA players, more than a couple, that have been banned for life. You can bet your behind it was for betting, for gambling. We'll talk about that momentarily. And then somebody who's just, he's gambling with his reputation. Jaylen Brown is kind of become a joke here in the NBA. I mean, it's just a bad situation for this former Finals MVP. And we'll talk about it all. 888-710-4ISN. Mike is here. He's calling from Chicago. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Mike, what's up?
JR, how you doing, buddy?
I'm okay.
What a crazy world, man, we're living in with these players. What the heck's going on? Was it that full moon?
Yeah, well, I don't know what the moon looked like when Mark Sanchez fought that old guy, but he got some problems on his hand.
Man, I'll tell you what. JR, I want to ask you about I've called you before to speak to you about the Chicago Bears, but I want to talk more about the league, the whole league by itself. It seems like watered down. Too many games, season's too long. Players, there's not as many good players as there was, you know. I mean, there's a lot of good players, don't get me wrong. But it's more, I don't know, it watered down. Does it seem to you like that? I mean, it's just...
No.
I don't know.
No, I know that I don't agree with 17 games. Like, I don't need a 17 game of football. That much I know. I know that they don't practice as much as they used to just for preservation. Look, the players were able to get a collectively bargain where they didn't have to practice as much throughout the course of the season. They don't have to practice as much before the season with training camp, and they don't have as much contact. And God bless them. They're the ones out there that are beating the living hell out of everybody. And they're making more money than anybody has. So do I think things are watered down? No. I think if we look at the NFL, we've always had some teams that were better than others. We've always had a select group of quarterbacks that were always in a different echelon, upper echelon, but beyond the normal group. And so I think this is just business as usual, man. You just don't like this NFL? Is it too much offense or what?
No, I like the NFL, but I listen, I'm 64 years old, and I've been watching football since I was 5 years old, played football till I was in high school. The thing is, when I watched games with my dad as a big Bear fan and watched the way the players played back then, and I know the league has changed. I know it's become all about, you know, speed and points. And let's not kid ourselves, you know, JR, it's a joke, because I know for a fact – this is all – how is the NFL making their money? They don't make their money filling the stadium with people. Their money's made on the revenue, and their money's made in Vegas. And then when they get these guys that are,
No. Without me having the numbers directly in front of me, and we had this conversation with Hannah Van Bibber yesterday, and she is a betting expert and is a sports betting editor for The Athletic. I would venture to say every one of the major professional sports and leagues right now, pick the big four here in the United States of America, the money is made primarily off of television revenue. That's what I mean. Me and Bacha talked about this earlier. As I stand here in the studio right now, there's the San Antonio Spurs and there's the Houston Rockets. Okay? They are no more than not even probably 20,000 people max inside this arena watching this game. There might be 500,000, 1,000,000, 1.5, 2 million people who are streaming this game. Just and then maybe even illegally, there may be 3 million people on Earth, maybe 4 or 5 that are just watching this all over the world. And so the money primarily comes from the Amazons, the ABCs, the ESPNs, the NBCs.
Right.
And then the next bucket of money comes from the gate. Is it going to move towards a place where the leagues have a bigger hand in the gambling pot? Maybe, but as of right now, the money is made on the television and streaming, and then it's made via what you get at the gate in the arena at the stadium. Gambling, it hasn't gotten there yet for the leagues. Not yet for the – yes, for the – it's because it's new. It's brand new.
Right.
Like if
it's
I'm
brand,
running
it's
a
– brand new. And up at, it's, everything's Peacock and Amazon. But that's kind of – you know, like Aaron Rodgers. Listen, I don't agree with everything the man says, okay? He's a little bit crazy. But Aaron Rodgers was saying something the other day about how it's these Thursday night games, how it just used to be Thanksgiving. And that's for all the money. And they got their – the players – the reason players are –
oh,
you know,
Christmas.
Is because – yeah, Christmas. They got games on Monday now. And I mean on – Saturday
Thursday.
And you know it's just
yeah.
yep It's crazy. But the league just changed. I'm not saying there's not talent. I mean, these players, JR, are gifted, man. They're faster. They're stronger than they ever were. But don't think for a minute they're not using performance-enhancing drugs. Because No. I'm just saying. My best friend went to Iowa, okay, and he was a linebacker 15 years ago. I'm telling you, his son, my friend's son went to Iowa, and he graduated as a Hawkeye 15 years ago, blew both of his knees out. He was going to be drafted in the second or third round for sure as a middle linebacker. And his best friend was drafted as an offensive tackle and played for the Minnesota Vikings for like 12 years. And he even said, if you think that there is not, performance-enhancing drugs, you're kidding yourself. Okay. I worked out with weights for 50 years, and I see guys that took juice and HGH and all that.
Well, you got to know. Well, I'm not on the juice, but you got to know when to cycle on and when to cycle off. I mean, that's just
Right.
Nothing, Mike. I didn't say anything. But I think,
I love your brother, man.
I think most of the guys are clean. Hey, Mike, thank you for calling from Chicago.
Thanks, man.
No problem. Yeah, I think the good majority of players are clean. Is there guys who can get away with it here and there? I do believe so. But I don't think guys get away with it like that. And we know there's the Wizinator. Botcha, remember the Wizinator? Remember I told you about the Wizinator?
Yeah, 100%. That's still nasty.
Excuse me?
It's nasty. Oh, no, it's the person that watches, right? No, the person that watches is the fake prosthetic, right? That's a thing.
What's
the Wizinator?
The Wizinator. Marco Belletti, you're not the expert, right? No?
Yo, you're on your own on this. You ain't bringing me in for the Wizinator, okay? You explain that. You go ahead.
Botcha, the Wizinator is the prosthetic.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah.
I forgot what they call the guy who watches. Yeah.
The Wizinator, too.
No. That guy's not called the Wizinator.
The Wizwatcher.
No, he has another name. I don't know what they... But, Letty, I was going to say the guy who watches is the P-Man, but then I forgot that's that... remember that boxer, Belletti?
The P-Man?
Yeah, P-Man.
No, I don't remember the boxer. Oh, man. The P-Man.
Oh. And one of the first Hard Knocks... When Mayweather, was it Marquez? I forgot the name. You know how Posada used to pee on his hands to harden his hands, right?
Yeah, most guys that don't wear batting gloves. Yeah, that's been a trick for a long time.
Yeah, but I think, it was Juan Manuel Marquez.
Okay.
I think he took it a step further. I think Juan Manuel Marquez, when he was training, he would drink his urine.
Why?
Because it's sterile and he likes the taste?
I think, obviously there's there's some medical, something there surrounding it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
And so they called him, I remember, they Mayweather called him P-Man.
I got to tell you, I feel like I would remember that story if I had heard it. I don't remember that story.
Juan Manuel Marquez is known for publicly admitting to drinking his own urine as a training regimen before a fight with Floyd Mayweather Jr. in 2009, believing it to be a way to replenish lost vitamins.
I feel like you could probably hit the pharmacy and get those vitamins back.
Flintstones gummies.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways to get vitamins.
You got to pay for those vitamins. Well, I mean, if your body's already producing and releasing them, just put them back, I guess, right?
Yeah, I feel like you got paid pretty well. I mean, if you need iron, I feel like there's a different way to go get it.
A couple million dollars? I mean, he's saving time. Who wants to go to the pharmacy? Well, now they deliver it to the house, right?
Yeah. Okay. Warm? Cold? Did we get into that?
I don't know.
Did he refrigerate?
I'd assume it was warm. I don't know.
Was it on ice?
I don't know.
I
don't know. Anyway, Botcha, I don't know what the guy who watches the NFL players pee. I don't know that guy's name.
The Wiz Watcher. That's what I'm calling him.
Cuck?
The Wiz Watcher. Okay. All right. All right. I didn't know we'd be here, but here we are. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, Coach, this Friday on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. We'll talk about these gambling guys who got banned from college basketball. And then Jaylen Brown can't catch a break. He needs to shave all his hair off. We'll get into that. But right now, it's time to talk about everything going on in the world of sports. Here he is with a newsflash. It's Marco Belletti.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Well, you know what? In order to send those tingles up your spine, it is Friday, November 7th. It is 2025. Yeah, let's make everybody's spine tingle. Let's go back in time to a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It's been November 7th all day long. It's the year 2025. If we go back to November 7th, 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he tested positive for AIDS, he had the virus, and that he would be retiring. This is a very different time than where we live in 2025. Listen to this report from TSN.
Because of the
HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today. This is not like my life is over, because it's not. I'm going to live on. Everything is still the same. I can work out. Now, you know, I just be like one of the old timers in a sense.
Wow. Yeah, just people thought it was a death sentence. People didn't want to touch him or shake his hand. And, I mean, here he is. The guy is almost 70 years old. He's 66. Magic Johnson is, well, he just won a championship as a part owner of the Dodgers. So God bless him. And we've had a lot of medical advancements. Hopefully we get some advancements for a lot of other things. But Magic Johnson announced his retirement due to testing positive for AIDS. This was in 1991. November 7th, 1999, Tiger Woods, he became the first player since Ben Hogan. That took place in 1953. To win four straight tournaments, he won the American Express Championship. And listen to Tiger Woods talk about that win at the tournament. Listen.
I've had a great season, and it's nice to end it this way and to get a victory and to beat a great champion like this on a tough day. But, you know, it was a great way to end the year, and, you know, hopefully next year I'll be able to play the same type of golf. We'll see about the number of victories, but see if I can just continue to improve.
Young Tiger Woods. Now he's old and, no, I don't need Tiger Woods suing me. I was going to say old and perverted, but I thought it, but I didn't say it. November 7th, 2008, Jerry Sloan. He's the first NBA coach to win 1,000 games with one team, because the Utah Jazz went out there and beat the Oklahoma City Thunder 104-97. Jerry Sloan had a record of 1,596 with the Jazz. He can go ahead and thank some guys named Stockton and Malone. Gordon Hayward, who played with the Jazz under Jerry Sloan, he actually talked about how Darren Williams drove this guy crazy. Shout out to point guard Darren Williams. Enough that Jerry Sloan said, you know what, I'm done with this crap.
Coach Sloan had been there for 27 years. D. Will was our all-star point guard, face of the franchise. Right. Both gone within a week. We were playing Chicago at home. Something happened in the first half, and I don't remember what exactly happened in the first half, but it set off Coach Sloan. So we're losing at halftime, and we come in during halftime. Normally, he comes in and he like says something a little bit to the team before meeting with the coaches and coming back, and he just stormed right through the locker room. Then D. Will came storming through the locker room right after him and followed him around the corner. And they went around the corner, but you could still hear like the yelling them back and forth. Then Coach Sloan came out and walked straight back onto the court, didn't say a single word the rest of the game. And then after that, didn't say anything to the team after the game. Next day, we got text messages like, practice, no practice tomorrow. And it was like, Coach Sloan resigned. A week later, D. Will was traded.
Yeah, they sent him to the Brooklyn Nets. Yeah, well, I actually remember that time frame. That was crazy. Yeah, Jerry Sloan was sick of it. Okay, November 7, 2010, the Indianapolis Colts. Well, this time they started Peyton Manning. He started his 200th consecutive game. Unfortunately for him and the Colts, it was a loss to the Eagles. Manning joined Brett Favre as the only quarterbacks in NFL history to start 200 consecutive games. Listen to Peyton Manning. As a part of that, well, what the heck is this? Hey, Boccia, what the heck is that, man? The wrong team?
Oh, did I write the wrong team? But he threw a crucial interception to the Patriots.
But he played the Eagles.
They played the Eagles? Oh, yeah. Then I must have gotten the wrong game.
Yeah, we don't need to listen to him throwing in there. He played, he had a big forehead and a long neck. Eventually, that long neck got him busted up. We know Peyton Manning is one of the greats. November 7th, 2016, speaking of a great, Steph Curry. He set an NBA record with 13 threes on this day, November 7th, 2016. The game before that, he missed every one of his threes. Okay, so Steph Curry was getting a little bit of a get back. Okay, the Golden State Warriors beat the Pelicans 116-106 with 13 threes. He finished with 46 points. Yeah, this man is a nut. We know Steph Curry is a nut. Listen to him knock down all these threes from the Warriors Radio Network.
Draymond to the front court. To Curry. Curry for three. It's a new NBA record for Steph Curry. He's got 13. And the Warriors lead 109-97. 46 points for Curry. 13 of 17 outside the arc. History made tonight. An Oracle and a timeout for the Pelicans.
And Steph Curry, he's a great. And there you have it, folks. November 7th, a few things that took place this day in sports history. Speaking of a great, this is a good opportunity to give you the MLS game preview sponsored by Lowe's. Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. Shop early on Black Friday deals like select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98. Yes, less than $60, because it's basically Christmas, right? Lowe's, we help you save while supplies last. Selections vary by location. Here's a legend, Lionel Messi. Okay, him and Inter Miami are getting ready to take on Nashville SC. It goes down tomorrow at Chase Stadium in Fort Lauderdale. It's game three of the first round best of three series in the 2025 Audi MLS Cup playoffs. The series is tied up, and of course we want to see Messi and what he can do, one of the greatest of all time. So, and let's see what takes place. And thank you so much to Lowe's for helping us out with this MLS game preview. This man is not a legend, but he's been in the news, man. Botcher, why doesn't Jaylen Brown just, why is he still, he did all that talking about a haircut, saying he's going to get hair plugs and hair transplant in Turkey. He was taking on the Pistons. He rubbed his Beijing painted head on somebody else again. What are we doing?
Yeah, I think he's in the process of just contemplating going bald. And at this point, I don't think he wants to give up his quote unquote youth.
Everybody is getting after him. I mean, Brian Scalabrine was on NBC Sports Boston and said the guy is a victim. Listen to this.
Oh, this is not an offensive foul. Oh, no. Jaylen Brown got another victim right there.
Yeah, he's leaving hair marks on people's heads. He's lowering his head, driving to the basket, and he's leaving paint marks on people because his head is full of paint. I mean, Shaquille O'Neal was making fun of him.
Oh, Jaylen Brown, I see you, Shaq of the Fool. Did you just come from Beijing?
Yeah, Beijing is the hair product that you basically plaster on your head to make it look like you got hair. I mean, even Rick Ross, the musician. I mean, we got musicians just dissing him. Listen to this stuff.
Jaylen Brown, yo, it's time to end the madness. It's time to end the madness. Whoever your barber is, tell them to stop. Chill with the hair follicles. Those hair follicles. It's like a jaw and he's spraying like hair from another human on there. But you playing ball, man. You going, it's causing trauma. It's time to, let's stop the madness.
Yeah, stop the madness. And we got Christine Williamson on ESPN. She is a bald woman. Even she's saying stuff like, man, stop it.
Remember when you talked to LeBron James about what exactly he should do because he's balding? Well, apparently the thing that he learned was that he needed to spray his hair with hair black. As a bald person, I think everybody should just embrace their bald. I need a high five from Jordan right now, who's also bald. I don't understand why men just don't embrace let the fact go. That they're balding. They just need to let it go. But I do, you're in the darkness. I do think that Jaylen Brown eventually will probably shave his head. Bald is beautiful. Just do it. Shave it all off. It doesn't matter.
Man, if the season wasn't worse or bad enough for the Celtics this season, I mean, what does his teammates think about? They about to be killing this guy. Like, bruh, embrace the ball. Just take the hair off, man. Take the hair off, all right? Anyway, oh, yeah, and by the way, we got six NCAA players. They have been banned for sports betting, okay? You want to talk about whether or not the players can go out there and gamble? Well, I think it's a bad idea, but people going to gamble anyway. All right, the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network, it's done. Thank you to Brandon Kristoff for joining us to talk about the Broncos. Thank you to Fernando Ramirez for joining us to talk about the Chargers. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And thank you to you for listening. Have a great weekend. Watch all the football. Watch all the sports. We'll be back Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Don't go anywhere right now because Bart Winkle is coming up next here on the Infinity Sports Network. JR Sport Brief Show, done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.